With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The bodies of four Israeli hostages kidnapped on October 7th, 2023, are exchanged for 100 of Hamas prisoners days before the first phase of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire ends.
It means the truce is back on track after Hamas accused Israel earlier in the week of violating the ceasefire by holding up the release of the Palestinian prisoners. Israel said it had done so to protest what it called cruel treatment of the hostages during their releases. Now, the big question is what happens when phase one of the deal expires, which is set to happen in early March. Negotiators haven't yet seriously begun working on ironing out the details for phase two, under which Israel is supposed to end the war in Gaza in exchange for Hamas releasing the remaining hostages. Hamas says talks will not continue until all the Palestinian prisoners whose release was specified under the deal have been freed.
An employee at Barnard College in Manhattan was injured as pro-Hamas protesters took over a building Wednesday. The group, Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine, has been posting video online of students protesting. They want two students who were expelled for disrupting an Israeli history class to be reinstated, and they also want the affiliated Columbia University to divest from Israel. Two of America's major airports experience near misses.
The Federal Aviation Administration says an American Airlines plane arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport had to abort its landing, doing a go-around to avoid getting too close to another aircraft departing from the same runway. That maneuver yesterday involving an American flight from Boston occurred less than 2 hours before another plane attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport was forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another plane that was crossing the runway.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. This is SRN News. Religious leaders are throwing their support behind the Phoenix Declaration.
It's a wide-ranging prescription for fixing America's public school systems, and it was introduced by the Heritage Foundation at a gathering in Arizona. The document establishes seven pillars for education, including parental choice and responsibility, character formation, and academic excellence. A multi-faith group of signatories includes Donald Sweeting of Colorado Christian University, Rabbi Mark Gottlieb of the Tikva Fund, and Sean Peterson of Catholic Education Partners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Iowa are advancing a bill that would strip the state civil rights code of protections based on so-called gender identity. The measure has so far passed two legislative hurdles in the state House Judiciary Committee. The bill would need to pass through the full House and Senate before going to Republican Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. This is SRN News. Wall Street breaks a four-day losing streak, barely.
The S&P 500 rose less than 0.1%. It was enough to break a four-day losing streak that had knocked it off its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Wall Street had several financial updates to review. General Motors jumped after the automaker announced a program to buy back up to $6 billion of its stock. It is also increasing its dividend. Home improvement retailer Lowe's rose after beating analysts' fourth quarter earnings forecasts. Treasury yields fell again under the weight of worries about economic growth. Damian Troisi, New York.
McDonald's says it will not be adding an egg surcharge as egg prices soar. Other chains like Waffle House and Denny's have started charging extra for dishes with eggs as bird flu has sent costs up. More details at srnnews.com.